6.
Item number 6, from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational report providing a Southridge Transit Service update. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Corp Counsel.
Morning again, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I guess you know, I've been asked to represent the county board on discussions with Southridge, and so I submitted a report here describing what's been going on so far, and I can summarize that for you.
Please.
Southridge is right now served by 4 MTS bus routes every day, about 180 buses a day, and now the current ridership is about 200 ons and 200 offs a day. Is that right, Dan? And that actually is quite a reduction from about a year ago when there were around 1,100 or 1,200 on and offs per day. As the routes were changed, ridership has fallen off. The fact is that the mall is private property, and that gives them a lot of rights. And in November 1st last year, they exercised some of those rights and told our transit system that the buses could no longer go up to near the Sears property where they had been discharging and picking up passengers and also using that area as a layover. And instead, the stop was moved out on the ring road around the mall. It's about 1,000 feet from the nearest door, and as I think many of the people in this room are here to point out, that's a very difficult walk and path to travel up to the mall doors. The walkway is ADA compliant. The Justice Department has been out there to measure and look and examine, and like it or not, the ADA has declared it would find that walkway to be in compliance. So a number of avenues and options were explored over the winter. Supervisor Jurczyk, with the help of many other supervisors, organized the bus group, bus user safety at Southridge. There were some protests and meetings. And finally, at the May 7th meeting of this committee, Southridge appeared and agreed to talk, and I was asked to be the one to represent the county in those discussions. I met with Southridge's representative, and we've had a number of meetings, mostly by phone, but we met out at the site, and through those discussions, a couple of concepts have developed that we're working on as the basis for possibly revised and I think improved service out there. One is to take the current stop, move it back to the west about 200 feet where there's a corner that would eliminate the worst parts of the current walkway and at least provide access to the mall through a part of the walkway that's alongside the roadway as opposed to having to cross over part of the parking lot and so on. The other would be to add a second stop on the south edge of the parking lot of the mall that would be about 350 feet away near the 350 feet away from the Macy's end of the parking, Macy's end of the mall, also near a an entrance to the mall atrium. Southridge is proposing putting in, again, an ADA-compliant walkway that would cross through that parking lot up to a sidewalk. We'd put in a bus stop, shelter, and so on there. And the idea would be that two routes would serve that stop, two routes would serve the stop in the north. And roughly speaking, the mall and the county and or MTS would split the costs of this work, and it would go forward from there. On June 23rd, Supervisor Jurczyk had organized a meeting at church out near the mall. There were about 60 or 70 people there. They had the opportunity to hop on a bus and tour these proposed sites and then offer comments at a meeting. And a lot of concerns were expressed, a lot of frustration. Some of the concerns were whether the new walkway would be protected somehow through barriers, railings, raised sidewalk. Concerns over keeping the walkways free of snow and ice during the winter. Generally, concerns whether Southridge would look at moving things closer again. That these stops were still less convenient than the old days when buses actually went right up to the doorways all around the mall. Discussions with Southridge are continuing, and the idea is to come back with, as this concerns this committee, with route change approvals in probably for the September meeting and to get whatever changes are going to be made in time for the cold weather.
Okay. Supervisor Wasson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Barger, in your discussions, one of the things that I guess I haven't been able to figure out, have they offered a complete reason for the change? We've kind of heard kind of different things. Because the way I look at this is able-bodied people can park, 40 feet away from the front door. And now we're telling people with disabilities that they have to park, 300 feet away. What is their rationale or, reason for the change that would dictate that?
The concerns that Southridge has expressed include the following. The road that the buses used to go on that's right next to the buildings, if 180 buses are going to go right on that road right next to the sidewalk, they're concerned about pedestrian safety as pedestrians leave the stores and go right across out to the parking lots. They're concerned about that number of vehicles and pedestrians possibly stepping in front of a bus or something like that. That's one issue. There's an issue that if the buses come up near the stores but then turn away sooner and maybe go across the parking lots, which was done for a while, it tears up the asphalt in the parking lots. The asphalt in the parking lots is not as strong as the asphalt on the roads, which are concrete, I guess. And that actually led to quite extensive repairs in part of the parking lot. I think the price tag on those was $80,000 or something like that after a year of service or something. Those are two concerns they have about having buses up near.
Well, it's just, Mr. Chair, if that's their concern is pedestrian safety, isn't there just some basic kind of traffic mitigation techniques that, we put they could put up some decorative planters so people don't walk in front of the bus? Or wouldn't it be more cost-effective for us at Milwaukee County to work out some kind of road repair payment if it truly is our buses rather than – because it seems like we're going to have to pay something to put a new bus shelter and all this other stuff. If we have to pay, why don't we – I'd rather pay to fix the road and have the bus right in front of the place and to pay for some protective barriers than, since we're incurring these costs.
I don't really want to speak too much for Southridge. Those are some of the concerns they've raised. I will say that generally both in properties owned by Simon, which owns Southridge, and generally kind of throughout the U.S., including other malls here, the trend in mall management these days has been to move public transit and buses out. And so we're seeing that here.
Right. I just I don't know if in our discussions, if, like I said, that those road maintenance kind of traffic mitigation things were offered, but...
Certainly part of the discussions, yes.
Because I think, you know, this is sort of like you overreach on purpose because their intention was to get half a loaf to begin with. And I don't even want to be half wrong on this. I think what they're doing is wrong, and I wouldn't want to even – I don't see it as a victory of getting halfway to the front door. Thank you for the update.
Any other questions?
I should say I'm glad to talk with any supervisors later individually. Some of this is negotiations, I would say. So.
All right. All right, we have Tim.
Sorry, question.
Let's go.
Thank you. Could you comment on the? I understand perhaps the sharing and the improvements, the proposed improvements, but why the maintenance? So if they're gonna continue to be left out on the ring road, then how is there any damage, new damage that they weren't already incurring? By allowing it in the current
the maintenance location. Here, the maintenance I mentioned that maybe $5,000 to $10,000 a year. One of the possibilities is to put the new stop on the south slightly into the parking lot so that our buses would pull off of the ring road, come slightly in. There'd be a shelter set up and so on. So there might be a little asphalt damage right there, and that's the kind of thing that we'd be looking at picking up.
And then could you talk about the indemnity? I'm not familiar with the indemnity that we have with Summerfest.
We had provided an indemnity, I believe it was last summer, in order to use the Southridge lot as a freeway flyer pickup for Summerfest. Southridge is looking for something like that again.
How does that work? What is that?
It says that we're responsible for, to the extent that we're legally responsible, we're responsible.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand. So, for what activities or damages?
They're concerned that, you know, if we're on their ring road, that if there's an accident, that... they want us to assume whatever liability we're legally responsible to assume.
So it's nothing more than we already carry. It's just a more explicit mission?
I would agree, yes.
Thank you.
Sir Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, this is so frustrating because, you know, they're dancing around in my eyes, the reason that they're doing this, but... You cannot tell me if the size of those semi-trucks that are delivering to those stores and the weight on the road, my goodness gracious. The other thing is that you go in the summertime, they're using a majority of that eastern parking lot to train motorcyclists, okay? I mean, so they got other things going on. I mean, my goodness gracious, it just seems like... They're picking on our poor disabled people, you know?
Hey. All righty. Anybody else from the committee? Well, since my constituent opened her mouth up. Ms. Vi Hawkins, would you have something to say?
Good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Will you state your name for the record?
My name is Vi Hawkins. I'm the Commissioner and Chair of Milwaukee County Department on Aging. And I'm here to talk about Southridge because I have been there, walked that space 1,100 feet from where they want us to come from and to get to the mall. I've been there in the dead winter time when the streets was ices and snow. I have pictures to show. So it's that it is an uphill climb, and it's a long distance to walk. even myself, it struggled to get there. People with disability, I watched them. We stood side by side with them as they struggled to try to make that walk up that hill. It's difficult. And I know that the average person would just pass by and look at it and say, oh, that's not that far. But it is that far. But just to hear them talk about, well, we'll give you 300 feet off an 1,100 feet to get there then. So that's still 700, 800 feet more you still have to walk to get up there. Snow, there is no sidewalk there, no sidewalk at all. So you walk in the street area to try to get on another little crossing that they have there. And the traffic is going back and forth, back and forth. So you have to cross there to get in front of the traffic. You're talking about hazard. It is hazard. And Brogowski said, just as what I have been saying, if they allow all of those big trucks to bring all the merchandise in there, why not a bus? We're just as valuable merchandise as what's on those trucks there, you know. And there have been no crime. There have been no all this other stuff they're talking about. We know that they just put in something up there that is not true then. And to come up and give us a breadcrumb of saying, well, we're going to now add another parking lot on the other side by Macy then, but they're still not doing anything to the one that we're advocating for then. So that parking lot is set out bus stop is set out right between a major parking area. They would have to do something then. Otherwise, you really would be dodging cars like dodging bullets, because then it's an open site to coming in there. And the people that have to transfer from one bus to get to the other bus, look how far that have to come all the way across the mall, you know. And so all those things in consideration that people just don't see and don't know and they don't care. I have other colleagues there. I won't take up much of the time so they can have an opportunity to say. But this is something that really is seriously, and I know that Simon Company has been doing this to a lot of other malls. But we, Wisconsinites, should not let them happen here. Thank you.
Casper Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Casper Green. Excuse me. I have been with the Commission on Aging for a little over 6 years now, and prior to that, I was involved with senior citizens in Franklin. That's where I live. It's in Franklin. And I have run across all kinds of disabled people, the handicapped of all kinds, and I, incidentally, in my previous life, I represented in the aggregate thousands and thousands of people, and I've done a lot of negotiations in my time, so I know what it's all about. I know that it's very difficult at times, but I'd also know that sometimes you just can't agree with the other side, and this is one of those instances. Because of the fact, excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold, and I think you can hear that, but because of the fact that it appears, let me talk about Simon for a minute. Simon Group, as most of you may know, is located in Indianapolis, Indiana. They are a multi-billion corporation, according to my research on the Internet. They are worth around $50 billion, if my memory serves me correctly. And they own properties all over the world, not just in the United States. And as Ms. Hawkins mentioned before, they are doing this in other places, trying to ward off the handicapped and not allowing buses to come onto their property and so forth, and nobody can figure out the reason why they're doing this. Now, I think it's incumbent upon you people to find out what they are and who they are and what they're about. This is not Milwaukee. This is not Wisconsin. I've lived in other states. I've lived in Wisconsin for about 50 years. And so Wisconsin is better than this. Now, if we have to pass a law or let's get to some kind of a settlement on this thing that will do the people right. Now, this is wrong, absolutely wrong, in my opinion. and I'm not speaking for the Department on Aging on this, I'm my own opinion. I believe that the Simon Group is a mean-spirited group, and they have no reasons for this other than try to shut out some people, and why, nobody can understand. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Tom Starwicki. Starwicki. I'm going to get the... My interpreter is working with me.
Morning, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Council members, Tom Stawicki representing ATU. Close. ATU 998. We are the bus drivers union for Milwaukee County. We represent about 700 Milwaukee County bus drivers and a total of over 1,000 throughout southeastern Wisconsin. This union is aware through Corporation Council's information that Southridge is in compliance with FTA ADA guidelines as far as allowing people with disabilities, the elderly, into the malls. I believe they had somebody from Washington, D.C., and earlier this year that even though they were deeply disappointed in Southridge's decision to move the stop so far away from the entrances to the mall, they could not find any violations in any ADA FTA laws. With that being said, our union's position at this time is that Southridge can do better, and we strongly recommend that County Corp, the County Board, and Southridge continue to meet to come to a mutual understanding and to get the stops closer to Southridge. We do applaud the fact that Southridge still is keeping the lines of communication open and that Corp Council is still meeting with them, trying to come up with something a little bit better than what they have. At the June 23rd meeting, I'm still a full-time bus driver. I was a bus driver for that June 23rd meeting at St. Alphonsus that Supervisor Jurczyk ran. And we had two groups of about 30 each. I had about 60 people on the bus, and there was not one person that had a smile on their face when they saw the two proposed bus stops and said, boy, this is great. One stop is, the new stop proposed for the south end is still over one football field away, open to the elements, and a bus stop that they want to redo on the north end is still approximately 700 feet away, which is over two football fields away. It's ironic that they decided to put this out during the summer months when everything looks really nice and people aren't really too concerned about walking slowly through, you know, 20 degrees below zero and, you know, snow slapping in their faces and that. But that's what they have. Like I said, Southridge is under no obligation, according to Corp Council and state of Wisconsin law, to move these stops to the front doors again, but we strongly recommend and hope that this board and Corp Council continues to meet with Southridge and get the stops closer. I do have routes that go to Southridge on the weekend, past Southridge every day of the week, and the demographic of the people that ride the buses to Southridge isn't just the elderly or the disabled, it's younger families with strollers and that look at us like, you're kidding, this is how far we got to walk to get to the mall. You know, throw rain, throw sleet, throw snow into the mix, it's even worse. So this becomes an issue of everybody that rides the bus is finding a little bit hard to comprehend on why they have to walk so far from the bus stop to the main, to the Sears doors at Southridge. You know, and just a brief comment about what Corp Council had said about the safety issue at Southridge. Earlier this year, I met with Sandy Kellner. I believe she's COO yet of Milwaukee Transit Services. And we had a hard time coming up with any accident that was incurred on Southridge's property involving an MCTS bus. There was one incident years ago in which there was an accident that was non-vehicle or pedestrian-related. I believe it was a fixed object. That was a while ago. But there have been no near misses, nothing in regards to any kind of accident revolving any of our vehicles ever on their property. Okay. So with that being said, I appreciate your time, and see you in September.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. Sherry McGrath.
Cherie.
Cherie. Cherie.
I'm Cherie McGrath, 1800 North Prospect, Apartment 14A. And again, I would go under, I'm totally blind, I'd go under, and I'm serving on Commission for Disabilities, and I'd be right with Vi, with the senior citizen group, so I fit in the two categories. We saw this happening about a year or two ago with the DDR Real Estate Company out on 124th. And Capital, where buses go out there every day and are so very important to get people in and out of that shopping center. DDR also had the buses taken out of, is it Highway 100 and Greenfield or National? The bus no longer goes in there. There is a parking ride lot on, I think, Port Washington Road where DDR, a private, again, landowner, bought these, and the bus has been put out. What happened on 124th and Capitol is that Pick and Save, offered to have the bus come in, but DDR was not agreeable. I'm concerned that with more and more large corporations buying property that is open for the public, you will see what is happening at Southridge more and more and more. I look, 2 weeks ago in the newspaper, there was an article saying that the Boston store in Southridge is apparently freestanding and not owned by the Simon Company. It has been purchased by a private owner. No, it was owned by a private owner. Now Bon-Ton has purchased that building in Southridge. And didn't we a number of times, again, not too long ago, give Bon-Ton more money to keep Boston store open? Yes. It's, again, could we look into something? If you get city money, if you, here again, we have now Bon-Ton owns that Southridge property. I wonder if there is some parking lot around the building there where the bus could be brought in. But with more and more private companies buying up land, you know, 50 years ago we had the Summer of Freedom in Mississippi. And I consider this our summer of freedom here. And I think the elephant in the room, and maybe it is only Cherie McGrath that reads into it like this, but the bus brings, many people consider those people. I do not think Simon Company ever dreamed that the disabled group, as well as older adults from the Department on Aging, would be fighting this. I truly believe the elephant in the room is that this is racial. I believe it. I think what we see at places like Mayfair, where we have seen younger people and having bad behavior, we have put in curfews, they require chaperones, and I don't believe Simons wants to do this because I think they feel it will frighten people, and I think if you really, people will say they own three or four properties in Wisconsin, and in Fond du Lac, the bus really can pull up far closer. Well, in Fond du Lac, I don't think there's much of a racial threat. I don't think in Green Bay. Again, we have only three places here, but I think if research was truly done with all the properties owned by Simons, you'd see more clearly that this is racial. Is Tim still here?
Yeah.
Tim, you have some research you looked up?
Yes.
Could I defer to Tim a minute,
please? Okay.
Tim,
okay.
From the Office for Persons with Disabilities.
Well, since you're going to yield, okay. We make this work. Come on up, Tim.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Tim, since I'm not going to butcher your last name, why don't you say it for me?
Not a problem.
Tim.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you. Tim Utnikowski, I'm the director of the Office for Persons with Disabilities. I've prepared some information for you and distributed it ahead of time. I'm not going to speak to you today about the ADA issues, as we've heard from Corporation Counsel. The Department of Justice has determined that there are no issues with the path of travel, with the slope, etc. My main reason here today is also not to speak to the length. We've heard the length of the path being quite long, in one instance over 300 feet uphill, and in another instance another 750 plus feet again uphill. That's not the reason I'm here. The reason I'm here is because Southridge has indicated all along that they're being the buses are being proposed to move for safety reasons. And they indicate the 180 some buses that come and go and the individuals not being safe with that number of buses. So they've proposed moving the stop and creating a second stop. If you look at the two aerial pictures that I've given you, you'll see on the north end two different indications of lines. One is a solid line, one is a striped line. The striped line is exactly what it is. It's an unprotected space. It's yellow paint on the ground. You're looking at 450 feet of a 750-foot path being separated, of a person being separated from a vehicle by paint. That's not good. And for somebody like Cherie, who has a visual impairment, you know, she can determine safety areas on a sidewalk versus a painted area. Yeah, I mean, there's no, it's not safe. And on the south end of New Macy's, it's a newly proposed stop. Again, 300 and some feet. The pathway is going to be dedicated with paint on the ground. I'd like you now to, if you would look at one of the reports that I prepared there as well. Staff put together some information for you, and one of them is from the U.S. Department of Transportation, National Highway and Safety Administration. I direct your attention to page 6. In their synopsis at the end, they have important safety reminders. Bullet point number 4 says it's much safer to walk on a sidewalk, but if you must walk on a street, walk facing traffic. Now, back to the aerial map of the north end, 450 feet. If you get off of that bus, for 450 feet until you get to the curb cut and the sidewalk, you are walking with your back to traffic. Mm-hmm. So not only are you not protected, but your back is to traffic, so you can't even see that vehicle that's drifting into your way until it hits you. And then on the south end, that's going to be a new proposed walkway where they're going to be removing traffic or moving parking spaces. So you're going to have vehicles going in both directions, and in both cases, there's going to be vehicles coming up behind you that you're not even going to see. So that's number one. Now, the other report I'd like to draw your attention to is a report put out, what's the name? Smart Growth America. Dangerous by Design 2014 for Wisconsin. Direct your attention to page 7, where they talk about street design improves safety. If you look near the bottom of that, they indicate designing for safe, walkable communities begins with understanding how people use and want to use streets and public spaces to access destinations. And the very next line, they talk about separating people walking from people driving vehicles. That could be a sidewalk, That could be a barrier. That could be, you know, any type of separation design. And the booklet goes on, the report goes on and shows how you can design it safely. Now, Southridge, again, back to Southridge, they've talked about how this moving of bus stops is for safety reasons. And they're looking at the people coming and going from the mall. What they've done is they've moved these spots back. They've created these walkways. And they've said, people using buses coming and going, we're going to put you in a non-safe situation as opposed to the individuals up by the door. Because not only are they not separating you from traffic, but they're also making you walk in a way that traffic is coming up behind you. And from the two reports you've seen, this is not safe. So if Southridge really wants to be honest and wants to be true to the nature of creating safe walkways, more work needs to be done.
All right, thank you. Bob Hasse?
Hasse.
Thank you. Most of the issues have been covered, but there's a couple of other issues. The working folks at Southridge. Now, there's a lot of people that work third shift. They get there late in the evening, and there's a safety issue as far as they're going from the bus stop to an appropriate entrance. And I think that should also be addressed. I mean, again, it's an overall issue for all people. And we were kind of bounced back and forth by Southridge and the owning entity. First it was their issue, then it was Southridge's issue, back and forth. Then it was the buses going too fast, then it was the bus safety. I think they're kind of running out of ideas as far as what the real issue there is. And as far as the buses doing damage to the roads, if you look on most city streets, whenever a bus has a layover spot, there's a concrete pad provided when that road is built. I know right on Edgerton Avenue, right at Loomis Road, there's a waiting pad for a bus because it's a layover. That would be no problem to put layover pads in Southridge. And thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Gary Mikulicka.
And Pietrowski. Robert Pietrowski.
And we have Robert Pietrowski would like to say he's against it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, my interpreter.
Polish interpreter. My constituent, Gary.
Yeah. Thank you. Name is Gary Mikulicka, Commissioner of the Department of Aging. I also have the honor and privilege of representing the over 1,500 UAW retirees in the Milwaukee County area. Last November, when the issue first broke, I had the displeasure watching one of my members go from the old bus stop. Took approximately half hour for her to get to the bus stop up to the entrance with two canes. Okay. I had total knee replacement last August. A couple weeks ago, I managed to, on my good leg, I had my knee replacement. I managed to hit the turf again a couple weeks ago, walking on the incline. People with disabilities have trouble walking up and down inclines. And that is a slight incline from the proposed on the north side. There is a slight incline on the way up. I can't see how anybody could shop. And I was using a cane again a couple weeks ago. How anybody could shop and carry a grocery bag or a shopping bag to get back to that bus stop, it's got to be nearly impossible. In winter time, I could see other people. I could see people falling, personally. As a person that seems to fall a lot in his old age now, it's not a nice experience. So I don't like this new proposal. As people still got it. No matter who they are, got to walk up and down that hill to shop, and I just can't see anybody, doing well. Great difficulty, and that's my. I'm against the proposal that Southridge did.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's the end of our comments. Any other questions from the committee? Since that's informational, Madam Clerk, item number 7. Thank you.